Welcome. You are listening to a live recording from Hatfield Christian Church. Be a part of what God is doing and join us for this morning's broadcast.
I'd like to release a few people that have seen some spiritual significance in the situation that in. So Anita, would you come, and Bongani, and the lady in the, would you come and quick, briefly share the sense you have for what's happening with us now? Thank you.
Good morning, church. I felt the Lord saying, like Jesus said, do not fear, little flock, because it's the Father's desire to give you the kingdom. Do not fret. I'm shaking what can be shaken, but I'm the Lord over the storm. From this place, I will send a wave, a new breed of warriors to reach into the world. Give your hearts fully to me. I'm in control of everything.
I just saw in the spirit that the Lord was breaking something new into this, into our church, into our lives. I just sense that the Lord wants to pour out fresh oil and fire on every single heart. He wants to refresh and he wants to revive. And I sense that what just happened in the morning is the Lord breaking out. And I hear the Lord saying, worship me, worship me. I am a holy God.
I believe this is a confirmation of a similar word, because this is a word of encouragement for the Lord that whatever that was taking place here, he is in control. He knew about it even before it could happen. And even a week or two past, there was a word similar to this, that there will be a new song sung. God needed our voices. He wanted to hear our voices. He wanted to hear us singing. And also as a word of encouragement to everybody, get out of your comfort zone. We are fighting against a cruel enemy. Let us worship God in spirit and in truth, unashamedly.
Psalm 24, verse 7. Lift up your heads, all you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that a king of glory may come in. Who is this king? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, all you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the king of glory may come in. Who is he? This king of glory. The Lord Almighty, he is the King of Glory.
You're our God, and you reign forever. Our strong deliverer. Yes, you're our God, and you reign forever.
You're our God, and you reign forever. you're our God. Like never before. You're our God, and you reign forever. It's your hour, Lord. Yes, you are. Strong deliverer. Yes, you are. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You do not fade. You won't pull me. You're the
by faith.
Jesus is on the throne. I want you to close your eyes, just right where you're standing or sitting, just close your eyes. Lord, I pray that you would open the eyes of our spirits right now, that we will see Jesus seated on the throne. The first born of a human to have entered into that place, Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For others, that will come one day. One day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. But to us, it has already happened. Jesus is on the throne right now. We are living in the kingdom of God right now. Because the kingdom is that place where Jesus is on the throne. And Lord, we look at this world and we see Jesus on the throne. We sense Jesus on the throne this morning. Anything is possible. Anything is possible because Jesus is on the throne. Just cast your eyes upon Him, our beautiful Savior. Our magnificent Lord. Whatever challenge
you may face personally, or whatever problems we may see in this world, Jesus is on the throne. And we are living in His kingdom. We are living in that place. The kingdom is way bigger than any of us could think. It didn't start because we became aware of it. The kingdom has been forever in the past, and it will remain forever in the future. Because the kingdom is that place where God is. That is the kingdom. And this morning, that is a reality to us. That is a reality to us. That we live in the time of our King. We live in the place where He is the exalted one. He is at the right hand of the Father. And as Ephesians says, He has raised us up with Him. And we are seated in heavenly places. Can you sense the heavenly places? This is your home, the heavenly places. This is not a place we visit from time to time. This is not a place that we foreigners in. This is our home, the heavenly places. This is where we belong, is in the heavenly places. And may the kingdom become our reality. May the kingdom become our truth, that Jesus is on the throne. How easy we forget that Jesus is on the throne, because we see the problems and the struggles, we see the injustice, we see the suffering, and we think Jesus is not on the throne. But Jesus is on the throne. And I want to live my life like Jesus is on the throne. And God is calling us as a community to be on a mission. And that mission is not to, in one sense, bring God's kingdom. It is to live in God's kingdom. Because His kingdom is here with us. If we think of the day that Jesus ascended into heaven and He said to the disciples, He said, it's better for you that I go, so that when I go, I can send the helper. This is our time. This is our time right now. He has given the responsibility to us. And He has said, you will receive power. You will be my witnesses. You and me. This is our time. This is our privilege right now, is to live the kingdom. Jesus is not just waiting somewhere for when the day comes that He has to come back. He's not in some waiting room somewhere just doing nothing. He's on the throne. And we are seated with Him. What a difference that makes in our lives. If we understand that right now we live in the world where Jesus is King, does that change your reality? Does that change how you go about things, how you think about things? If you think right now Jesus is on the throne. The fullness of the kingdom has not yet come. And that's our privilege, is to live in the kingdom and let that fullness grow in us and let that fullness grow through us, so that that fullness can be established in the earth. It started in the book of Acts with 120 waiting for the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit came down upon them, they took the message of the kingdom to the uttermost parts of the earth. In 30 years, the gospel went to so many places. Not because the people were in and of themselves anything, but because of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one that lets us step into the kingdom. The Holy Spirit is the one that is here with us right now. The Holy Spirit is the one that is with you this morning. He is your helper. And as a community, we know that, and we've spoken about it before, that God has called us for a time like this. Amen? God has called Hatfield for a time like this. for a season like this, not because we are particularly special, but because of the working of His Holy Spirit and because of the plans and His purposes that He has. Our job is to say yes, Lord, is to respond. And this morning, this is a place of faith. This is a place of faith right now. And I sense it's very important that we receive the seed of the word in a time of faith like this. Because it is the word of the Spirit that gives us the ability to step forward into that which God has. And I believe the word God is simply saying, Jesus is on the throne. Jesus is on the throne. Let that be our reality. Let that be your reality. Jesus is on the throne. Jesus is on the throne. Can you think of some area in your life where it's a struggle right now? Does it change your perspective when you look at that struggle and you say, Jesus is on the throne? I'm not hoping someday Jesus will be on the throne. I'm not hoping that someday things will come together. Right now, Jesus is on the throne. This very moment, Jesus is on the throne. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the High and Exalted One. One day everybody will know it, but we're privileged to know it now. Pastor Ed always used to say, we don't pray from the dust up, we pray from the throne out. Because we are seated in heavenly places. We are victorious. We are victorious. I just sense this morning, and this is not a usual Sunday, so let's not try and do things as we usually do it. So there was the sermon. That was the sermon. So some of you stood through a whole sermon. Wow, that's amazing. But I think the word we must not miss is the word that this is the time of the kingdom, because the King is on the throne. And Jesus, by His Spirit, is asking us to live like He's on the throne. To not live just like everybody else. To not see life just like everybody else. But to live as Jesus is on the King, is the King that is on the throne. Let that be our reality. And when that is so real to us, like you see in the book of Acts with those 120 believers, when the Spirit came upon them, it was so real to them that Jesus was on the throne, that everywhere they went, they took Jesus with them, because Jesus was on the throne. And may we have that same experience in this time, in our city and in this place, that it's so real to us that Jesus is on the throne. That wherever we go, we cannot help but take that reality with us, that Jesus is on the throne. Can we just pray together for a moment? And worship team, then you need to get ready and let's just carry on for a moment. Just put your heart before the Lord right now. One perspective is to say, let the kingdom come in me. Another perspective is to say, let me step into the kingdom. Because the kingdom's bigger than me. Lord Jesus, just give us your perspective this morning. How you look upon us. How you see this group of people. How you see me, Lord. That when you looked at the same way as you looked at those disciples of yours that were afraid, and you said to them, it's better that I go. The kingdom cannot come unless it comes through you. You look at us the same way. We're not waiting for you to come back to do the work of the kingdom. You said, we will receive power and we will be your witnesses, Lord. We receive that in the Spirit today. Though I may feel weak, I am strong. Though I may feel underqualified, and though I may feel like I don't have what it takes, in you I am strong. come, Lord Jesus. Let the Lord just come in your heart right now. Let him just blow apart the little boxes, the limitations. We serve a big God. And we need to trust him for big things. Come, Holy Spirit. Let's just receive the Holy Spirit right now. I just release a fresh release, an empowering of your Holy Spirit over your people this morning in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit. Empower us. Enable us to be the agents of your kingdom. Come, Jesus. Come, Jesus, we praise you. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Right now, there's nothing more important for us than your kingdom. We seek first your kingdom, Lord. We seek first your kingdom. We seek first your kingdom, Lord. Your rulership, your authority, Jesus. As we just worship for a little longer, we've got some other things that we're going to do a little later. But I think for now, let's just continue. And just put our hearts before the Lord. Let him stretch us. Let him work with us. Let him bring us into his perspective this morning as we continue to worship for a little bit. Thank you, Chris.
Hear my heart and make it clear.
I really sense this is a moment where there's people that wants to step into God's kingdom. You've never made that decision to say that I want to live in the place where Jesus is King. You've not given your heart to Jesus and said, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I'll never be good enough. I haven't got what it takes. No matter how hard I try, Lord, I won't do it. I won't get there. Some days I try, but I fail. But I thank you, Lord, that you have made a way for me. That you have come and paid the price, and that you have paid for my sins, and that you enable me to live a life of righteousness. I'm not going to draw this out. I'm just going to say, if you want us to pray for you today, that today is a day where you step into the kingdom, where you make Jesus the King of your life, then come to the front right now. We just want to pray with you. We have our pastoral teams going to be here, and they're going to just receive you. And we're going to pray with you and spend a bit of time with you. It may be one person today. It may be two, maybe five. It doesn't matter. This is a moment where we cannot miss, where the kingdom of God is being opened up. Come, just come. Thank you, sir. We so appreciate. We're so excited. Come on, let's embrace them. Let's bless them this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's more people coming forward to the front. Let's give them a bit of time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for every one of these people. Thank you for this moment in their lives right now, where the kingdom of God is near to them. And right now, Lord, this is a moment where they can change. Their eternal destiny and their current reality can change in this moment. This is the moment where they step into life eternal, Father. And Lord, I just pray for your spirit to move upon them in Jesus' name. For the confession of their sins, for the heart of repentance, and that they can walk the walk of freedom that you have brought for them. Come, Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. We bless them, each of them, Father, right now. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in their lives and in their hearts as it is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. These guys, you that have come to the front, we'd love to spend just a couple of minutes with you. We're going to stay here. You're going to come back and join us just now. But the pastoral team is going to lead you out to my right-hand side. Pastor William, is that very attractive gentleman waving his hands over there? You just follow him and he'll take you. And they just want to pray with you. We're not going to go anywhere. We're going to wait for you to come back. But let us just take a moment. We just want to just make sure that we get in good contact with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I really sense this morning at this point, and you may think, I'm feeling it for many different reasons, but I really think this is the time to give an offering. Not because it's a religious thing we do, but you know, when we give of our finances, we pay our tithes, we give, it is an expression of faith. It is an expression of faith of the kingdom that we say, my reality is that God is on the throne and that I give into his kingdom because that is what I seek first and that's what I want to see grow and established further more than anything else in my life and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So won't you get ready just to give this morning? Just bless the Lord. And really, I'm not doing this because it's the right thing to do. I'm really sensing that God says, this is part of our deal we have to understand. Sometimes in church we give because it's just the thing we do. We need to move that to a place of faith. that our giving is a response of faith and a response of worship. And we understand the value that it has in God's kingdom. So just pass the bags down and just give freely as you've decided in your hearts to give. And may the Lord bless you in your giving.
Now, Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come quickly, your will be done the same. Our Father,
thank you.
during our time of prayer, in the week of prayer and fasting, I had such a clear picture that I felt was about this community, about this congregation. I saw that where we were currently, and we owned a space in the Spirit. But then I saw next door to this space that we owned, a much bigger space. And it was fenced around. And I could see that somebody had plans for this piece of ground, but they started putting some of the basic things in place, but then something happened and they stopped the work. And you can see there was something going on, but now it's overgrown and it's neglected. But it was adjacent to our portion, our space. And then I saw the Lord come and He opened a gate between where we were and this new space. And He said, "This is yours. This belongs to you." And I could see how some of us started moving onto this new space. And we started just picking up the work that was there, started cleaning up, and we started putting services back into, you know, functioning. And we started with some buildings, but it was really early on. And then suddenly it was like from everywhere around, throughout the forest in the round, people started coming onto this piece of ground and just filling this piece of ground. And I sense today we've stepped over into a new space. I really sense that in the Spirit. We've closed the season and we've closed the chapter and we've stepped into a new place. And God is going to lead us from here on. And you know, the best place to lead is a place where the commitment and the excitement and the just the there-ness of the people pushes you from the back as a leader. And that's what I sense here today. And it's interesting to me that in the book of Acts, you know what was the first thing the disciples did after Jesus left when they gathered in the upper room? They secured their leadership. They just made sure that, you know, they got a 12 disciple. And so I sense even this morning we had planned that we were going to introduce to you our new executive team that will with me take leadership of the church. And I sense it's the perfect time to do it because there's a stepping forward that is taking place. So at this point, I'm going to ask the pastors that are here with our elders. And the elders are an amazing team of people. It's part of our SIP process that many of you were part of. A new constitution was developed for this church. And that instituted this new type of body. We've always had elders, but this is a new kind of eldership where we have people on our eldership. Elders, you must come to the front. And we have a new type of eldership where some of our elders, a big portion of our elders, are not staff people. They are just congregational members that carry the health and the well-being of this community on their hearts. And it's been tremendous to see this new way of working and the fruitfulness that it has had so far. And one of the things that in our new constitution says that it's the senior pastor's, it's for him to or her to choose a new executive team, but then to bring that to the elders and they will ratify the decision and agree together. So we've done that with this process. So it's with the elders today that I present to you our new executive team. So this is, first of all, our eldership team. So that just as you know them, I'm not going to say all of their names, but that you know these are our elders. And it is with them together today that we want to present to you our executive team. The executive team, thank you, Eleanor. We wait for you. We give you time. You can't come all the way up here. You're going to stand down. Thank you, Eleanor. Our executive team is the team that has the function of making sure the vision and the ethos, the life of the church is moving in the direction where God needs it to, wants it to go, and that we are accountable to the elders for that. But the executive team works with all the other teams in the church. We're just one of the many teams. We have a leadership function, but we work with our operations team. We work with our district leaders, with our pastoral team, with all of our staff, with all of you, our shepherds, the life group leaders. We all work in different teams together so that God's will can be done in and through this church and this community. And it's such a privilege to be part of what God wants to do here. So I'm going to ask those that have been called to be on executive, if they will just step forward, and those that aren't on stage yet, if they can just join me quickly. Let me get out the way. So these are the following people that we have asked to join us on executive team for, well, however long that is. And that's Debbie Holloway on the left there. As you'll know, Debbie and Graham, they are the principals of the school and work in the school. Graham's the executive principal. Pastor Jack and Pam, they don't need any introduction to you, so it's great to have them. Pastor Letitia Dlamini and Pastor Letsolo Palesi. Almost had a moment there, sorry. And then Gerben Groten and Neil Bester. And we'd like you to just pray with us this morning as we trust God. We just need to serve this community. We not see ourselves as anything brighter or better than anybody, but just we're here to serve. And we need your prayers to do this and to do this well. So can you do that? Can I ask that the elders just come around and just... Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Pastor Sean, can I ask you to pray for the executive?
Father, we thank you for this privilege to be able to bring our leaders before you and to ask you, Father, to fill them with your Spirit. May they see in the invisible world the things that you want to manifest in the visible world. May they hear your voice clearly. May they have strength to put into practice that which you tell them, and courage to do so against all odds. Father, will you help them to shepherd us, your sheep, and so that we'll bring glory to the great shepherd, your son, Jesus. Father, I think of in the Old Testament when the Aaronic priesthood was set apart, there was a touching of blood on the right ear, on the right thumb, the right toe, for service set apart for you. We pray that in the Spirit you'll touch their ears to hear you, their thumbs to serve you, their feet to walk where you want them to walk. And all of God's people said,
we really ask that you continue to pray for us as this team, as the elders team, that you pray for the elders, that you pray for our operations teams and all our teams. And let's pray for one another. This is a time where we need the Spirit of God to do His will in us, which is new things, different things. We are prepared as a leadership to go and to follow into places that we perhaps have not been before and don't understand completely. But the Spirit of God will instruct us and will lead us. Amen. So please continue to pray for us. Thank you, guys. You can go and take your seats. We really appreciate it. I want to thank you this morning for stepping up and really just taking something new today and in the Spirit, just being there and being ready for what God wants to do and allowing for such an amazing time for us to be together as a family. Well done. Good job. I pray that the Lord will bless you in this week and that you will experience His favor and His goodness in every area of your life, and that through you, His kingdom will be established across our city, across our nation, and to every corner of this world in Jesus' name. We love you lots. Have a great Sunday and have a great week. We'll see you in the week. Bless you. Amen. If anybody wants prayer, it'll be our privilege to pray for you. Please come to the front. Our team will be ready. They'd love to pray with you, and just anything that we can just cover for you in prayer with, please let us do that. Come to the front and let us pray with you. Amen.
Thank you for joining Hatfield Christian Church for this morning's live recording. Visit hatfield.co.za for more information about our church family.